You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Gabby and Dante Company from International Success Blueprint, a business that helps entrepreneurs and business owners to stand out from the crowd and build a unique brand through public speaking and authoring. Gabby Company is a mindset specialist, mentor, speaker, and author. Dante Company is a speaker, social media, and web designer expert. Gabby and Dante, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you very much for having us.
Good morning as well.
And great to have you both with us, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you both. So why is branding, to kick things off, Gabby, why is branding important for the success of a business?
It can be difficult to be ahead of the competition these days with a lot of noise in the business marketplace, but one way to go from unknown to expert and stand out from the crowd is demonstrating what makes you unique, different. That's why it's vital to develop your brand. That will be your own identity, who you are as a person, as a brand, how you stand for, so what you are known for. We need to make our brand recognized, popular, famous, with personality to create trust, respect, and also it comes more sales.
So the truth is that many startup businesses think that building a brand is basically just the logo, the design of the website, the colors, and so on. However, they forget the main core of what building a brand is for success of a business is the experience that you're able to leave for your customers, allowing for your customers to build trust and become a loyal customer to you. So that is what makes a brand successful. And that's what a lot of businesses tend to forget at times.
How would you say that you can build your brand and grow your business at the same time?
Well, Eric, these days we have different types of marketing strategies, such as social media marketing, content marketing, telemarketing, and so on. And some of them haven't been used properly. The success comes from how you market yourself to others to create a powerful and unique brand to grow your business. According to our experience, we realize that business owners and entrepreneurs need to market themselves different. They need to market themselves as the expert and authority of their niche. Be a thought leader and stand out from the competition. What I mean by that is that they must know what their niche is and their specific avatar. What is avatar for people who don't know what avatar is? Avatar is a potential client. What's the target market? And use two of the most powerful marketing tools. So this tool has been working for us. The number one tool is become a speaker, dominating public speaking, presentation, and leadership skills. I can realize that many of our competitors are afraid to speak in public, and this can be a secret weapon. So, yes, they are talking roughly, but they are not in the stage explaining what the product or services are. And number two, a very powerful weapon, is become a published author and be seen as the expert and authority in the niche.
The truth is that no marketing is wrong. However, the way you market your brand will determine whether your business will grow or not. So many people tend to market the business in certain ways that might not be, you know, right for them. However, like we as a business, we want to help like business owners guide them in the right direction by showing them how they can be able to, you know, grow the brand and like use public speaking and being an author, as Gabby said before, and how they can build a brand and become more successful as a business and become, you know, a trustable brand in the eyes of the audience.
Also, how do top public speakers and authors use that power to grow their business? Get into that if you would.
Well, they discovered a brand accelerator formula. As I said before, not many people are willing to speak in public, and they are missing huge opportunities. Successful speakers have developed a strong brand exposure, giving message, gain visibility, credibility, increase huge sales, selling from the stage and differentiating from the competition. Successful speakers develop a specific area of expertise. That's the best way to create a successful brand. Becoming a published author helps to promote their business, and the book is used as a business card. It's the new generation marketing tool. It's incredible. And because of this, authors get a speaking engagements, increase their credibility, position themselves as an authority in their niche, in their field. The book can be converted into multiple sources of income, such as, for example, digital books, CDs, programs, webinars, e-courses, speaking engagements, and so on. I'm going to tell you an example. 4 or 5 years ago, for example, I didn't have a book. And my name was in the marketplace, but not like now. After I wrote my book in Spanish and English version, so I searched my name on Google, for example, and came out different videos, different conferences, because I approached to the media, and the media was interested on my niche, on my topic. And I converted my book to different sources, like seminars, workshops, different programs, e-courses. It's magic. It's really, really important.
Today we are joined by Gabby and Dante Company, calling in from Melbourne, Australia today, from International Success Blueprint here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and you can hear us on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, should people learn public speaking and learn how to write a book? And if so, how will this benefit them? Get into those details further, if you would.
Well, should people learn public speaking and learn how to write a book? The answer will be yes. You either die living under somebody else's shadow, or you live long enough to see yourself become someone greater. Many people nowadays have no clue on what they want in life, and if they do, they are afraid to take action. You know, even if you're a business owner or not, public speaking will allow you to build a much greater confidence in your everyday life. This can be when meeting new people or when you want to be able to get a new job. Now, if we look at the business side of things, having a book and being a great speaker will put you as a thought leader and an authority in your area of field, leaving people to gain more trust in you and become a loyal customer.
Yeah, also I can say that everybody has a book within. One of the main reasons why people don't write a book is fear. They believe that they don't have any important message to say, or they have fear of criticism, what other people can think of them. So we run public speaking workshops, mentoring programs, and retreats to teach business owners how to unlock their potential, help them to become persuasive speakers and published authors. It's a step-by-step process, 100% successful.
Lastly, why would you say companies should invest time on training employees in becoming a great public speaker?
Well, it is important and crucial that companies invest time in the training employees, because the company's employees are basically like the face of the business brand. For example, if an employee is to give poor customer service to a customer, then the customer will give a poor feedback, of course. And by doing so, it will result in damaging the brand of the business. Not only it is important, but it will also, you know, allow for employees to gain much greater confidence in the work and be able to talk with many new people more effectively and more efficient. And also, the main one for all is that it will allow for employees to be able to create more sales for the business, because being a great public speaker, it will allow you to show off your knowledge and also be able to get more sales for your business.
Yes, you are right. The employees are the skin and the image of the company.
Well, certainly do appreciate the both of you being with us here today and sharing your expertise and how our listeners can grow their business through being an author and public speaking and branding in all regards. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about International Success Blueprint online.
Our website is www.internationalsuccessblueprint.com.
Simple enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or final tip for the listeners today?
Well, we can say that many of us have fears, and it's completely normal because fear is a mechanism of self-protection. In that case, help us to be alert and take precautions. However, there is another type of fear that controls and stop us of creating something powerful. So this kind of fear, unresourceful fear, stop everything that we are willing to do. So the question is, what kind of life are you willing to live? To live somebody else's shadow, or you live long enough to see yourself become a thought leader? So we believe if you really want to boost and grow your business, you need to build a powerful and unique brand using the two powerful marketing tools, public speaking and becoming an author.
And I can't agree with you more there, Gabby. Thanks so much for your both joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Erin. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you as well.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with both Gabby and Dante Company from International Success Blueprint out of Melbourne, Australia, a business that helps entrepreneurs and business owners to stand out from the crowd and build a unique brand through public speaking and authoring. And the website for reference and for contact, simply visit internationalsuccessblueprint.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.